Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
The Better Business Bureau checking in this morning. Let's say hi to the President and CEO, Steve Burness, with word about, among other things, some scams involving getting tickets, because now that various shows and sporting events and concerts are on the way, we're calling up or going online for tickets. What do we need to be aware of, Steve?
Well, good morning, Bob. How are you? Well, I guess, but basically what's happening is that there's so many demands for these tickets, and there's not enough tickets out there for them, so the scammer knows that and is taking advantage of consumers. Unfortunately, this is really a dream come true from them, Bob, because everybody wants to get out of the house because of the pandemic, and unfortunately the venues aren't able to go to full capacity, so therefore there'll be a demand for the tickets they do have. So we're seeing two things, Bob. One is actually the scam artist that they don't have the tickets at all. They just basically say they have tickets and they ask for your credit card information and you never get anything. And then the second part of the Better Business Bureau has seen is that these are third-party websites that pop up, and they basically look like the venue itself, and it's not the venue. They try to make it look like, with the same verbiage, the same pictures, or maybe sometimes a logo, and you're actually spending a lot more on these tickets, and the refunds and exchanges are a little bit more different than the venue itself. So you got to be very careful, and really, Bob, it comes down to being knowing who you're buying the tickets from. If you're going to Craigslist, it's like going down a dark alley, Bob, and buying tickets from somebody in a car in a dark alley. You wouldn't do that, so why would you do it online?
Yeah, and a lot of people go to what's called the secondary market for tickets, and the best way to research a site, find out if it's legitimate, contact the Better Business Bureau, Steve?
Yeah, obviously contact the Better Business Bureau first and foremost to get it, find companies that you know and trust. But you have to do the due diligence on companies regardless if you heard of them before, just to see the track record. Because a lot of, times that you'll do business with a company, and when you do the research, you realize, they are not the business you thought, or they're a bad business. So it's best to do the research ahead of time, and of course, start with the Better Business Bureau as well.
Are you still getting many calls and emails from people who have been involved in some sort of Medicare fraud?
Yeah, it's always the type of, they call you up out of the blue and they say they need your information for Medicare, or that they need to help you with your Medicare account, they need your Social Security number. So anytime you get these calls saying they can help you in some way, Bob, or that they can help you with your account or help you with your filing your claims, and they're calling for Medicare, it may not be Medicare, so be very careful and contact Medicare directly if you ever have any concerns. But Medicare, IRS, nobody's going to come call you up and ask you for your Social Security number or personal information without anything at all. So if somebody calls you out of the blue and asks you for information, that's usually what we call the tip off to the rip off.
Jeff has something for you, calling from Niles. What happened to you, Jeff?
Morning, gentlemen. Just got a text this morning on my business line, and it said you've received a direct deposit for, it was like $1,200 from Walmart Pandemic Relief Fund. Please go to this website, et cetera, et cetera. I go like, really? Walmart's giving it relief funds?
Guess not, huh, Steve?
No, not at all, Jeff. Glad you called first. And obviously, anybody clicking on links, it's getting to a point where it's getting out of hand with these links and these fraudulent websites, and they're using any kind of trick to get you to click on these links. So the Better Business Bureau suggests you never click on any links that you don't know or just came off out of the blue with great offers, because most times it's a scam. And secondly, don't answer your phone anymore, because unless you know the person, obviously, or the caller ID. Because it's getting to a point where the scammers are just really increasing their calls to consumers, both text and both on the phone. And you want to make sure you check out the company before doing anything with those organizations.
So you're better off just letting the call go to voicemail instead of picking it up and saying, put me on the do not call list or don't call again, right?
Exactly. When you pick up the phone, Bob, they basically know that you're a live person, so you can be become what's called a sucker then. You get on the sucker list that you answer in calls. So it's better to leave it to go to voicemail. And if it ever says hit zero to talk to an operator from a robocall, they just want to know that it's a valid phone number, and usually the machine will hang up on you. Mm-hmm. And then you realize you'll get more calls down the road. So right. It's best not to answer phone calls. And please, like Jeff said, please don't click on any links that you want a free gift on the phone.
I'm not live and I'm not a sucker. Steve, thank you. Have a good day.
Me too, Bob. Thank you.